Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another call in the Online Marketing Tips podcast series. So I do these as open calls, which means it's a teleseminar, and I have about 25 people right now live on the call with me, and they're either looking at the page AskConnieAnything.com or they have dialed in. Then I do a blog post on my ConnieReaganGreen.com blog, and within a few hours, this becomes a podcast. So it's very exciting to be able to do it this way, and I'm teaching this so that you will do it the same way and have the maximum benefit for your time and efforts with podcasting. So on these calls, this is me teaching and training and recommending, and the idea here is for me to teach you and to answer your questions so that you can move forward as an online entrepreneur. So the big news this week is that I have launched my online marketing incubator, and this will be the site that I will be working on for at least 18 months. I already have a group of people. I have about 30 people in the program, and the program itself won't be open again until my live event in October in Los Angeles, but you certainly can get started and join us there. So the idea is that instead of an incubator, which they have actually all over the world, I was just in contact with someone from India who wants me to do a webinar for their incubator, their in-person, you know, brick-and-mortar incubator over in Mumbai. And I was very excited to get that email and make that connection with them. So an incubator is typically a location that you can go to locally. And I was not familiar with this until I had been online a couple of years at least, so maybe 2008, 2009. But I know people that have been involved with incubators for many, many years. And I thought, gee, why do people have to do something locally? Because they might not be close to an incubator. It might not be in their town or the next town over even, or they might be somewhere in the world where that just isn't possible. Or they may just want to be able to work from home exclusively, like I do most of the time, even though I'm traveling quite a bit. And they still want access, though, to the training, to the supportive group of people, community, and to be able to also meet in person a couple of times a month. So stay tuned for more information on that. All right, I'm going to jump right into the questions. And the way to ask your questions right now is to, Ellen, you know what, email me about that. Thanks so much for asking more about the incubator. So email me, and I will share the information and details with you. All right, so I'm going to jump right into the questions. The way to ask your questions is at AskConnieAnything.com if you're on the live call. That way, put in your first and last name and a website if you want me to promote it, because when this goes to iTunes, it will be there for years and years and years, and thousands of people will hear it. Really, it won't take that long for thousands of people. We get a lot of downloads on these podcasts. All right, so Nicole has said she's in the process of thinking about her book. How long should a book be? Like you, in the past, I've started and come to a halt on a few books due to no outline. Now that I have one, the words are flowing. Wonderful. I just want to know how short is too short and how long is too long. Well, I'm glad you're asking this question, and I feel now more qualified than ever to answer it because I've published 11 books that are out there and doing well. And I've also contributed to other people's books, and other people have contributed to books that I've done as compilations. So I would say that the ideal book, and the idea of this is to do it as paperback, and then finally as Kindle, or you can do it in reverse. I have some books that I've released as Kindle first and then as paperback. I wait 4 to 6 months before I release it in the other format, and I like to release it with paperback first. This is just my preference. But in terms of length, what I really like is anywhere from about 120 to 150 pages, which ends up being about 30 to 40,000 words. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of words, but it really isn't, especially if you have your outline and you have your sections of your book and your chapters. And I've been teaching this in my Write, Publish, Prosper course for a couple of years, or you can pick up my Write, Publish, Prosper book that was just released in January of 2015. You can pick it up over on Amazon. It's inexpensive, and I give all the details and more of what I have in the $1,000 course. So I would read that book and take action, and just email me then if you have additional questions. But Nicole, I'm so glad you have your outline, and you're going to be doing your book, and that's what I'm going to say, because you don't want a book that is 100 pages or less. Those books, they really, I jokingly refer to them as pamphlets. You don't want your book called a pamphlet. You really want your, and I'm looking at some books that I have near me right now where I am, and a couple of them are in the pamphlet category. And I feel that really you should make that effort to have more pages. Now, a couple of my books, including my huge profits with affiliate marketing, they actually were too long. They were 200, 220 pages, and that's really too long. So we're talking 50,000 words for sure. It's too long for a book like what we are doing. We're doing nonfiction books on our niche to try to teach people about our topic. So for that, you really want to keep it 35, 40,000 words, which ends up about 120 to 150 pages. So I hope I've answered you thoroughly on that. All right, so Frank has a question. He says, I need help getting email addresses. So I assume that you're talking about building your list. And I do have a link there on the main page for Email Hero, connieloves.me/emailhero. And I love this course. It's very, very inexpensive, and it will show you how to really get going with that process. But the bottom line is that you have to get your name and your topic out there, get your information out there. That's why I've been teaching book, blog, broadcast, which broadcast I mean your YouTube channel and your podcast, getting things out there in that way, for several years now. So the idea is you write a book on your topic because you know your topic that well. Now, my very first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, that book was written in 5 years ago, so 2010, and it was written when I was just learning how to write a book. That was not something that was a simple process for me. I had to figure it out, and I thought, what if I had 50 ways to make huge profits with a tiny list, and each of those ways started with a blog post that I could then expand upon. And so I did that on my hugeprofitstinylist.com blog. I blogged that book. And people continue to teach the process of blogging a book, but I'll tell you what it is. You make an outline, you have an idea for what you want to do, and you make blog posts about it. Then you copy-paste those blog posts into your Word document or whatever word processor you're using, and that becomes the basis of your book. So I had the 50 different ways to make huge profits with a tiny list. Each one of those was about 300, 400, 500 words. Then I had my beginning section. I had parts I wrote in between. I had the end section. I had the preface and the foreword and the summary at the end. And that made a very nice first book for me that was 150 to 160 pages. So that's really the way to do it. All right, so Frank, I want you to get your name out there. The first step is with the book. The next step is with the blog, and I know that my students in my Platinum Mastermind and now in the incubator, they're tired of hearing me say, you must blog regularly no matter what. I've exhausted them with hammering this idea, but I'm not going to give up because it works. We must have our information on a site that we own and control. So that's not going to be Facebook. That's not going to be other people's sites and groups and forums and things like that. It has to be your site that you own and control, where you write the information. Now, there are different ways to get the content. You can write your own. That's original content, and that's by far the best way to do it. You can also have people do guest posts for you. You can use some private label rights content, and you can use curation, where you find someone else who's done a post that you end up talking about and give a link back to that post. Don't curate more than about 3 or 4 out of every 10 posts. If you have curated post after curated post, there's really no point in doing it. You're just sending all your traffic back to the other person's or other people's sites over time. And it shows that you don't know anything about your topic, or that's the perception. So instead, strive to have one post a week. Make a commitment to do that. If you do it for the next year, you'll have a real nice business, I promise you. Most people won't do it. Most of the people that are in my programs and spending lots of time and money with me won't do it. So I know that the average person isn't going to do it, but I'm telling you, if you can have one original post a week over the next year, and you know, make a little outline for yourself, a schedule, what is it that you're going to talk about? And if you feel that you don't know quite enough about your niche, that's okay. I felt the same way. We all felt that way. And instead, when you write about things and do a little research here and there, the idea is that you will learn more and it will give you more ideas about what to write about. So we've talked about a book for you, Frank. We've talked about a blog. Then I want you to either podcast or, because I call this broadcasting, so it's either podcasting or it should be, going over to YouTube and having a channel where you can have videos. And that's an excellent way to do it. So Frank says that he has an 11-page report. It's Walking Smart Over 50. He's using it as a free giveaway. Excellent. And he wants to be an affiliate, so you can talk about those affiliate products within your blog post. I do that regularly. I don't do it within every post, but I do it regularly. And then also in my emails, I'm recommending affiliate products. So I hope this will help you get started a little more. All right, Lindy has a question, and she says, and this is a very interesting question, I read it earlier, she says, by adding a song link on your emails, which I was doing pretty regularly for a while, and now I only do it once in a while. I did it today, actually, again, after not doing it for a while. She says, I suspect this is to use YouTube's connection with Google to put your site higher in the search engines. And Lindy, I think that's a wonderful idea, but even though our emails are indexed by whatever provider we're using, there would be no way for YouTube or Google to know that I was putting a link in there to a YouTube song. It just doesn't work that way. So remember that anything that's going to be found in the search engines has to be something that's ranked by the search engines, that's out there, that's indexed. Okay? So your emails that are going back and forth are not indexed. So there's no way if I send a friend an email and say, I can't wait to meet you for lunch, this is where we're going to go and I'll see you then, that's not going to ever appear on a Google search. So if you think about it, that makes sense. So the reason I do it is because I know that was really your question, why am I doing that, is because it's interesting. It's interesting to hear a song and hear a phrase, from within that song that makes a good subject line, and then you give the link to the song. I love music. Music is a huge part of my life. I love music from so many different decades and in so many different genres. I'm a person that loves music, and music is the thread that goes through my life, the fabric of my life, if you will. So that's why I do it. And somebody had suggested, actually a few people had suggested, that I was doing it too much, that finally it's not interesting anymore because I'm doing it too much. And I thought, well, let's see. So I kind of laid off it for a while, but now I'm back to it because I love the music. Love those. All right, Roger has a question about hosting. Says that I'm recommending Bluehost to people, but that also I've talked about Liquid Web. Yes, I'll tell you what has happened with hosting, and this is quite interesting, I believe. Oh, good, more people have joined us on the live call. What's very, very interesting about hosting is that when I first came online, people were using GoDaddy almost exclusively within the online marketing niche. And so I started an account with GoDaddy, or I'm sorry, not GoDaddy, HostGator. GoDaddy is where we get all of our domains. And if you want a great discount on domains, go to connieloves.me/domain sale. That will take you to my discount link over on GoDaddy, so you get a little discount. And it's a nice discount, actually. So the site I meant to talk about is HostGator. And so I signed up for HostGator, and I got one of their basic accounts, and then I had questions because I was new. And I found their customer service to be just very, very poor. They were expecting people to be more technically savvy and just kind of more internet savvy than I was. And I thought, gee, I don't like how they're treating me on a regular basis. I wouldn't want to recommend them to someone else and have that person be treated the same way, because I only recommend what I use and love. So even though I still have a HostGator account, I don't believe I have ever recommended them to anyone. So instead, I started using and recommending Bluehost. And you can go there to BluehostSolutions.com, and I still do recommend them. But a few years ago, I want to say maybe 2012, HostGator and Bluehost and some of the other hosting companies, I believe DreamHost was one, even though I'm not familiar with them, they were all acquired by a much larger company. And as happens so many times when companies are acquired, then the service in general suffers. So I found out that, you know, with Bluehost, that sometimes my sites were down, and to call them, it took a little time and effort. And I reached that point then, and this was about 2012, where I thought, I've been online a number of years now, because back then I had already been online about 6 years, because I've been online 9 years now, hard to believe, time flies. But I thought, I must treat my business like the business that it is. If it's a seven-figure business, I have to treat it that way. And so even though I still have accounts at Bluehost, so HostGator I don't recommend, but still have some accounts there with some niche sites, Bluehost I still recommend and still use, and it is okay if you're getting started. Use it for the first year. Then you want to go over to Liquid Web, and my link for that is connieloves.me/liquidweb. And the difference is night and day. The cost is also more. It's more expensive to have dedicated servers instead of shared servers and to have that level of customer support. But it's worth it to me because initially it took a little time and effort to get everything set up and switched over. I had a tech person that did it because I have a lot of sites. I've got a few hundred sites. That's why I say stick with Bluehost for about a year, because you probably won't have more than 10 sites, and it'll be super easy for somebody to bring them over to Liquid Web if you want to move at the end of a year. Probably within a couple hours, they can move 10 sites. That's a simple process. I don't know how to do that, but my tech team tells me it's a simple process, and I believe them. So the difference is night and day. I don't have my sites are not down. That's an extremely rare phenomenon, if it is. And instead, my business really runs like clockwork, because you want it fast. You want people to have access always. You never want to write to somebody or someone to write to you and say, I was trying to buy your product or come to your live event, but your sites are down. And that's why I recommend Liquid Web. So should you jump in at that price point, because it's about 10 times as much. I was spending about $10 a month before, and I now spend about $100 a month. So should you do it right away? Probably not. So go to BluehostSolutions.com, get started there, and that's the very best thing. So thank you for these great questions. All right, Cheryl is saying, I'm wondering if it's better to have a separate domain name for my podcast series or just to have it as part of my main blog. I've already purchased a domain that I like very much, but would like to know which is better before I get started. And Cheryl's site is thinstronghealthy.com. So go and take a look when you get a chance. This is Cheryl Major that we're talking about. All right, so Cheryl, I'll tell you what I did. And right before I pressed record to start doing this call, I went and took a look, and I need to go over and change what I did. So I purchased ConnieReaganGreenPodcast.com and ConnieReaganGreenPodcast, plural.com. And what I did was I forwarded them to the podcast category on my site where the interview podcast is, Huge Profits Tiny List. And if you go there now, if you go and I'll leave Connie Reagan Green Podcast, plural.com, I'll leave that the way it is so you can see what I'm talking about. But the truth is, what you want to do is you want to buy a domain and then forward it to where your podcast actually is. So if you come back, if you listen to this sometime later than today, which is July 24, 2015, you'll see that it'll take you right over to iTunes, where you'll be able to see what I've been doing, and you'll be able to subscribe to my podcast, which I want you to do anyway. So the answer to your question is, based on my experience and knowledge with all of this, is to purchase a domain. And you may want to have, you know, depending on the name of your podcast. So if it's Thin, Strong, Healthy, you could have thinstronghealthypodcast.com, something like that. they purchase it and then forward it to the exact link on iTunes where it is. And you can see my links if you go to either of my blogs. If you go to ConnieReaganGreen.com or HugeProfitsTinyList.com, in the sidebar near the top, you'll see that I have links to my podcast on iTunes so that people can subscribe. And that's the link that I'm talking about. And if you right-click on it, and if you say, or if you just right-click on it and then look in the lower left-hand corner, it'll be itunes.apple.com, and then more information after that, and that distinguishes your podcast from all the others. So that's the answer to that question. All right, another thing that I want to talk about is a book that I've had my students reading, and it's called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And I have the link for that on the main page for this today. And I believe I have it at connieloves.me/that one thing. But I can take a look real quickly and tell you, because this book is a must read. It really is, and I'm going to start having a book every month for my people. Let me see, where do I have it? Here it is. Yes, connieloves.me/that one thing. And what we did on our call for the incubator last night is we went through the first 25% of the book, so the first 50 pages or so, and we discussed it in great detail. And there are ideas in this book that will change your thinking forever, and that's what we are always looking for. We are looking for life experiences that will change our perspective, our outlook, and the way we take action forever. And you'll find this with people that you meet and spend time with events that you go to, with books that you read, and with groups that you're connected with, hopefully like my incubator. So I want you to get this book and read it and give yourself time to read it. Don't try to read it, you know, in a couple of days. That's what I did when I got it. I read it in a couple of days and then found myself going back to reread it, you know, to do it in more detail, more depth, and get more out of it. And I started taking notes. And also I ordered it on Kindle first. And I kind of do this now for all the books that I buy, because I have so many books. I buy it on Kindle first. Then if I see that it's a keeper, then I order it in paperback or hardback, and I did that with this one. I ordered it in hardcover as soon as I had finished reading it. I knew it was a book I wanted in my library. So it starts out with a quote from Josh Billings, "Be like a postage stamp. Stick to one thing until you get there." And I believe all of us are guilty of not being like a postage stamp. We jump from thing to thing to thing. And I know I've continued to do that and have to always reel myself in to stay focused and accomplish the things that are my one thing. My one thing is to help new online entrepreneurs build a lucrative and sustainable business that they can run from anywhere in the world. I've done my business from 4 continents now and hope to add another continent or two in the next year or two. So you can do this. And a question that they ask in the book, they say, what's the one thing you can do this week or today such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary? And that's a powerful question. And I had to read that a couple times before I even understood it. Something I could do that would make everything else easier or even unnecessary. Which means if we don't focus on our one thing, we're going to do things that later on we'll say, well, that was nice to do that, but it didn't make any difference in the long run, in the big picture. So we want to go small, ignore all the things that you could do, and only do what you should do. Extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus. So since reading this book, and it's been 6 weeks or so, I really have focused even more intently on what's important to me for the business. Now, you also will do this for your personal life and for anything else you're working on, relationships, health and fitness, anything else, spirituality, anything else that you're working on, this works for. So I wanted to share that with you. All right, so you're going to pick up that book, and, you know, I always say that, you know, I don't have an MBA, and I don't have, my bachelor's degree was not in business. I was in an MBA program for a year up at San Francisco State, but decided that that wasn't for me. I didn't want to go into the corporate world, and they didn't show me any other alternatives. If I had known more about things back then, perhaps I would have finished the MBA program, but I left after a year because my feeling was, if I don't want a career within a corporation in those corporate walls in my cubicle somewhere, then why would I spend that time and money and effort to finish the MBA? So I didn't. So I came online not having a business background, and yes, I had my real estate business. I continue to be a broker in the state of California, and also I was a residential appraiser until I gave that up about 2008, 2009. I had been online 2-3 years, and I didn't renew my license because I couldn't picture myself doing that ever again, and so I didn't. But I didn't have business knowledge. I just didn't. I was a small business owner with, you know, just not doing it the way it should have and could have been done. So when I came online, I promised myself that I would stop reading fiction. I was reading Elmore Leonard and Dean Koontz, and I had a few that I really liked. It was a way for me to escape my day-to-day world and continue reading that I love. And I thought, I'm going to stop reading fiction, and I'm going to read nonfiction, business books. I'm going to give myself a business education, and I've done that. And now I'm bringing that to my communities of people online. So think about doing that for yourself, and you decide how often you can read a book. Maybe one book a month is plenty for you. At this point, I can read one book a week. I don't recommend all of them because I don't know that all of them are powerful enough for me to recommend, but I have quite a few on my list that are ones that I love. All right, I want to talk to you about something interesting as we kind of wrap up for today, and I want to talk about the idea of offering things for free as a way to build a business where you will make lots of money in the future. So I'm going to let that kind of sink in first. And when I came online, they were talking about something called the free line, and they said that the free line had moved. So in the very beginning, people only gave like what Frank was talking about. He has an 11-page report that I'm sure is a good one, but it's only 11 pages, and it's about, let me go back, Walking Smart Over 50, so we know what it's about, and that's great. But over time, people started giving more and more things away for free. And finally, people complained. They said, well, so much is free. What do I have to create that people would pay for? And that's a different conversation. I really don't want to go that direction. But I want you to think about the idea of offering some products and some services at no cost or low, low cost. So an example of this is where I used to set up WordPress sites for people. All they had to do was buy hosting through my affiliate link. So if you go to BluehostSolutions.com, that's my affiliate link for Bluehost, and I do receive a commission for that. And I don't apologize for it or anything. I'm recommending something that I believe is excellent for new entrepreneurs, at least for the first year, and I would get paid for it. So then what I said was, if you would do this, if you sign up for this hosting through me and I get notification and I see the domain, so I know, I don't know who it was, but I know what domain got registered through my link, then I would set up a WordPress site for people at no additional cost. Well, this was very popular, and I continued to do it until just a couple of years ago. And you know, the last times that I was doing it, I was really doing it as a service for people on my list more than anything. And if they already had hosting, I said, well, I'm not doing it for a fee. I'm doing it, you know, for the hosting. Plus, I know that Bluehost is cPanel hosting. That is what we need to do our businesses. So GoDaddy is where you go to get your domains to register them, but don't get hosting at GoDaddy. They do not and do not ever have any plans on including cPanel, which is control panel hosting, which is what we need. So people then sometimes they would just open a Bluehost account with a new domain, so I would set up the site for them, and I would put in the right plugins and everything. So even though I wasn't working for free, I was working pretty inexpensively, way below the hourly amount I ever received even as a teacher. So I was willing to do this to build that connection with people and help them out with something. So think about something that you can do. Now, the story I'm going to share with you is from Santa Barbara. And there's a man that came to Santa Barbara about 10 or 12 years ago, so this was just before I came online, and he wanted to start a nursery. And he did actually start a nursery. The problem is that in Santa Barbara, it's a small community. There are less than 100,000 people for many miles around. And there were already other people established in this area, in the garden area, this type of thing. Plus, there are stores like Home Depot that offer some similar things. And he wanted to stand out. He wanted to be known as the number one, the best qualified, the best service. He wanted to be just the very best when it came to having a nursery and everything that goes along with that, all the plants and trees and grass and flowers and this and that. So what he did was he got a spot on the radio show with a local radio station, which anybody just about can do. They charge you by the hour to do it. And so you contact your radio station and see. And on the show, he began offering free garden consultations to anybody within the sound of his voice. So anybody in most of Santa Barbara County. And the first year, it didn't pay off very well at all. And I've heard this story now from him on more than one occasion. Some people would have him come over and he would look at things, and sometimes they'd buy something from him and sometimes they wouldn't. But he couldn't say that it really made a difference in his business that first year. But he was willing to be consistent and to persevere, which I encourage everyone to do. I've done it with everything I've done online. I'm still blogging. I'm still podcasting. I'm still doing so many things that work, you know, and writing books. Once I see that writing books work, I continue to write books. So he saw that this was going to be good over time, and he was willing to continue doing it. Most people would have given up. 99% of people would have said, well, that didn't pay off for a whole year. I'm not going to do it anymore. But he knew it was a good idea, so he continued to offer his free garden, home and garden consults. By the second year, it became very popular. He was having fun going to people's homes and finally to bigger commercial locations. Finally, it wasn't just people's houses and apartment buildings. And they began to feel more obligated and thrilled to be buying through him. And his business started to grow, and sure enough, it only took another couple of years before his business grew and grew and grew, and it's now a multi-million dollar annual business. So he achieved his goal by giving away his services, and continues to do it now, actually, because now he knows that the payoff is there. So I want you to think about it. So I've done this in two ways. One, as an affiliate, I have recommended things that are free. So right now, I'm recommending Lead Pages. They have a wonderful email marketing course, and it's at connieloves.me/LP email, LP email. And you can get a 9-part video series, which will be extremely helpful as you're building your email marketing. What is the payoff down the line? Some people will see that Lead Pages is really wonderful, and they'll sign up, and then I get affiliate commission. But I'm thrilled to offer something for free through my affiliate link to help people initially. I do this with Dennis Becker. He's got some reports that you can brand with your own affiliate information and then repurpose and use as your free giveaways, use any way that you want to. And it's at connieloves.me/8. It's the number 8, reports. connieloves.me/8 reports. So that's something else that I give away for free. I do this on a regular basis. I've created my own free giveaways that people can sign up as my affiliate and then share with other people through an affiliate link, and they can give something away for free. Now, something that I started 2 years ago, we update it every year. It's Jeff Hoff and I that have this. It's our Super Summer Giveaway. And let me go there. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right site. SupersummerGiveaway.com. SupersummerGiveaway.com. And I see that all I need to do is go in and change it from 2014, Your Summer to Remember, to 2015, Your Summer to Remember. And I'll do that as soon as we finish this call. But this is 8 days of gifts to build your business. And this is free. It helps us build our list. And also, on day one or two, I ask you to become my affiliate and to share this with other people. So it is still summer in the Northern Hemisphere and will be for, two more months? Yeah, we're just a month into summer right now. So I want you to go there, sign up, and yes, I will go in and change that so it says 2015. That's an easy fix. That's something that I can even do. But I want you to think about this idea, giving things away so that over time you build credibility, you build trust, and finally you have paying clients. Be willing to put in that time to do that. All right, I'm looking for more questions, and actually, all right, I'm in the dashboard now for the Super Summer giveaway. I'm going to go in to the main settings, and see, these are little things that I could not do long ago, but learned how to do. There we go. So right there in the settings, I'm going to change it to 2015. I am going to save changes. And then when I visit the site, voila, Super Summer Giveaway. Receive 8 days of gifts to build your online business. 2015, your summer to remember. So you can do it. So think about what you're doing. And I know people come to me regularly. A week will not go by without somebody sending me an email and saying, you know, how can I make money immediately? And the answer is pretty much you're not going to make money immediately. If you have some type of service that you can offer and there are people ready, willing, and able to pay you for it, then yes. But usually online, we have to make a name for ourselves. So get your blog going. Get a podcast or at least a YouTube channel going. I have mine at youtube.com/Connie Reagan Green. Mine's a lifestyle channel. I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about lifestyle. You'll see I have things from all over the world there. And also, you want to have your book. So your book, your broadcast, and your blog. Do those things regularly to make a name for yourself. Read The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results, so that you can get your mindset changed. Because I think all of us that are successful on the internet, and I now know so many people, because I've been doing this, it's 9.5 years actually now, the people who change their thinking change their life and the lives of people around them, and that's so, so important. I know that my family members, my friends, people I'm involved in with charities, things like that, everybody is different because I come to them as a different person over time, and you can do the same thing. All right, am I seeing any other questions? I'm not. All right, so just want to let you know that the Online Marketing Incubator Live event will be in Los Angeles Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th. There is an optional mastermind day on Friday, October 2nd. I would love to have you there. So just shoot me an email if you're on my list, and you most likely are if you're listening to my voice right now. Then just hit reply to any of the emails that you receive from me, and I will give you more details because I don't have the page up right away. I keep my events very, very inexpensive, even though it costs me quite a bit of money to put them on, many thousands. I keep that expense very low for you, and I'll even help you find a roommate. I'm very good at connecting men with men, women with women, for roommate situations so that your hotel bill will be half the cost, which is great. And it's a beautiful hotel in Los Angeles. It's a Renaissance hotel. I used it in March. I switched away from Las Vegas. I had used Las Vegas for my events for 2 full years and then decided for a variety of reasons that I wanted to make a change with that. And my inner circle of students and mentees and clients agreed that that was a good idea. And so now we do it in Los Angeles. It's just 15 minutes from the Los Angeles International Airport, which is helpful. So I would love to have you there. And if you happen to be listening to this sometime beyond October of 2015, know that I do events twice a year, have done them now for quite a while, and will continue to do so. So if you've missed this one because the time has passed, know that the next one is right around the corner. All right, I've enjoyed this time with you. Please stay connected with me on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Read my blogs and leave comments. That's the best way to get someone's attention, because you're that person that's there that's doing that. And I want to connect with you. Also, go to my productivity challenge. I have that at productivitychallenge2015.com, and jump in on that, because that information is timely, and I just did it a couple of months ago. It's good for at least the whole year, and you'll get quite a bit out of that 30 days. And take it at your own pace. If it takes you more than 30 days to go through it, that's fine. That's perfectly, perfectly fine. All right, Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com. Stay connected and build your online business.